Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 446. If you'd like to have a copy of it after you hear the programs, because you want to play it over and over again, it's absolutely free, including the postage and handling. Just Sharon will give you the information on how to receive a copy of a tape or a CD. Please specify which one you want at the end of the program. We have some very good music from the Jordanaires. Good singing. Excellent singing. I remember I recorded a whole album with the Jordanaires. Gordon Stoker, the lead singer of the Jordanaires, used to live directly across the street from me in Nashville, Tennessee. They are so fantastic. Real great bunch of guys. They backed up Elvis Presley on his first recordings, as well as Patsy Cline, and many, many other singers. We have a fantastic message, a very powerful message from the throne of God, some excellent testimonies, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service, this program. Father, anoint this program. Take over me. Let me be completely out of it, with the exception of Your using of my mouth to bring forth the wonderful message of these end times. Lord, that souls will be saved and that Satan will be stopped in his tracks. I pray, Lord, that You'll destroy every work of Satan. Destroy it before it's everlastingly too late. Give us more time, if whatever time that is left. Lord, let it be heavily anointed by You. And let You, Father, make the way for us, for there seems to be none. Open up all the waters for us, Lord, that we can walk through on dry ground. And Lord, give everyone zeal. Everyone is full of fear in these last days, with the exception of those of us who have the power of the Holy Spirit. Those of us that know You are with us, we're not at all fearful of death. We're not fearful of going to hell, because we're not going to hell. And we just love You, Lord. We praise and give You all the glory. Destroy the destroyer. Lord, this is as Jeremiah prayed, destroy the destroyer. Rebuke Satan. Destroy all of his works. Father God, I pray that the people that are in prison for the gospel's sake are released. Let them be released, Father God, so they can be out there doing a work for You. There's been enough witnesses already, Lord, that have been to prison and have been executed for Your name. If it happens, fine, praise the Lord. But Lord, we know that there's many people that have been saved and willingly gave their lives, as You did, Jesus, on the cross, that they might attain more souls and be a testimony unto their belief that You exist and that You're living in them. Praise the Lord. Father, let everyone receive Your word on this program and all the other programs, or whatever You want to do, in Jesus' name, that their souls might be saved and that the church, the souls in the church, will be strengthened and have zeal rather than being lukewarm or dead. Lord, lest You spit them out of Your mouth. You said You would if they're even lukewarm. There's no such thing as eternal security unless people continue in Your word in a powerful way, staying with You, living the life of the cross and the Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, Father God, and in Jesus' name I pray that everyone will say truly from their heart rather than just from their lips, a mighty amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, now, as I promised, this is the Jordanaires singing a song that I also recorded, and I just love the way they sing this, called Why Me, Lord.
The pleasures I've known.
I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself, on my way back.
Lord, I've had a lot of good friends in the industry, and these people, the Jordanaires, were some, and then Chris Christopherson, also the one that wrote that song, is a friend of mine, and I really think he's a terrific songwriter. God really gave him that song. Now, so many people judge people by that they were in the entertainment industry. I was in the entertainment industry, and the Lord knew that I would serve him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he came down in that industry when I had just recently acquired a Beatles album, and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones wanted me to be their manager. And I thought, this is so ridiculous to be the manager of rock and roll groups when I could be a servant of the Lord. And I gave it up, and we went through a lot of hard times, Sue and myself, in the ministry. We actually went down. I never sold that Beatles album. I still own it. I've heard that it's worth a lot of money today, but I won't sell it, because I want everybody to know in the world, even if it takes that I be crucified to a cross or burned at the stake or shot in the head, I want everybody to know that I'm in the ministry because I love the Lord and that the Lord saved my soul, and I'm really saved. All right?
Amen.
I'm not in the ministry for the money at all. And it's just sad that so many people cannot say the same thing. Well, we've got some, you know, there's so many people that have gone. Elvis Presley used to tithe to Susie's and my work in the Lord. We received one day, I couldn't believe it. We were so poor, the whole ministry was, and we had hundreds of people that we were feeding and clothing and housing. And one morning the mail came, and I opened up, and this Elvis had talked to Sue on the phone. She could tell it was him. He wouldn't let her know, you know, that it was. And I opened the mail, and I thought, well, here's a cashier's check for $40. No, it's $40,000. That was the biggest tithe that we ever got from anybody that was outside the church. And it came at such a perfect timing, just perfect. You know, a lot of people wouldn't know what it's like if they didn't have enough food for their wife and maybe a couple of children. But I had my wife and hundreds of children. And it just was such a blessing. We really rejoiced. The whole church rejoiced with that. Well, anyway, wouldn't you love to be a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, what a beautiful life it is.
Amen.
To know that, you know, if you don't live another day, that you're going, you'll be right in heaven. What a beautiful thing to know. Amen?
Amen.
I know it. All right, we've got some testimonials here. Where's the first one from?
From Bangkok, Thailand.
Okay, let me hear what they have to say.
My dearly beloved spiritual father, World Pastor Tony Alamo, receive best regards and sanctified greetings from your children in the Lord, the Christian prisoners in Building 2 of Bom Bat Prison in Bangkok, Thailand. May the God of peace himself give you peace at all times until eternity. Amen. In fact, I don't know where to start, but let me start first in thanking you for the spiritual food you sent to me and my fellow prisoners in Christ Jesus. Sir, I received your parcel containing lots of world newsletters, pamphlets, and Messiah booklets. You can't believe the kind of joy I had when I received this wonderful gift from you. The literature is a great encouragement to us. Pastor, there are not two of you in the world. You are a powerful man of God with fear of no man. Truly speaking, since I was born until the day I met you, I have never seen such a wonderful man of God like you. Pastor, my God has already blessed you, and according to his word, he promises to protect and keep you until you finish his wonderful work that you are doing on earth.
Isn't that something, how David had a wife, you know, who she despised him, and here he was such a wonderful man of God. Amen?
Amen.
She despised him. She was such a bum, such a pig. And so he taught her a lesson. He put her in ward for the rest of her life. She never felt a warm embrace of him, and she never, ever had a child by him at all. He just put her aside like she was a dog, because she despised him, because he was rejoicing that the Ark of the Covenant came back to Israel. Amen?
Amen.
What kind of a pig would that be, a sow, that would do that? I believe, I know that David was a man of God. And he did the right thing. Today, people exalt women to the point to where they, even a man, if he has relationships with his wife and she's with her big fat mouth, strikes out at him, says that he raped her, a man's wife, they put him in prison for life. It's not up to the judges to make up laws. They're supposed to sentence people according to sentencing guidelines. David's wife, one of his wives, did not deserve it, so he put her in ward. He's not under no obligation whatsoever to be with her. Women think they can just do anything that they want, and that God is going to make them love them, even though they're not lovable at all. And these women today, they want to compete. They want to be out in the world where men are supposed to earn the bread, the money, by the sweat of their brows, and the woman's supposed to stay home and take care of the kids. That's why so many kids have gone astray. And the whole world has gone astray. The whole world is deceived. It's because people do not listen to the instructions from the Almighty God who created them. What a bunch of pompous idiots would we see in the world today. Okay, let's finish this.
Man of God, after going through some of your newsletters, I felt so bad for what you have been passing through by the hands of evil men in the world. Pastor Lamo, you are untouchable, no matter what kind of battles you are facing for saying the truth. The God of protection will be your God. The God of strength will always be your God and give you strength at all times. Pastor, you will live forever and ever. Amen. You are untouchable. Let these words be your day-to-day words in your heart. Satan and his agents have lost the battle, and we, the children of God, including Pastor Tony Alamo, his family, and his ministry, have taken the victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Furthermore, we, the Christian prisoners over here, are daily praying for you and your outreach services.
And we need to pray for them. Amen?
Amen.
I know that when I was in the prison for no reason at all, but for righteousness, other than righteousness, people hate the gospel today. And they make up stories about you and about your church. And, of course, the Vatican calls every church other than itself, and it is actually the Antichrist. They call everybody a cult. Boy, that's really something, how they're going to have to pay eternally in the lake of fire, screaming their heads off. screaming when every particle of their body is going to be tormented forever. What a bunch of devils. Satan and his angels and all those that believe the things that they're being told by the government today and the news media, which is the mouth of Satan, they're going to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. How do you like that? I mean, now they're out protecting homosexuals and destroying people that believe in marriage. This is what the Bible said would happen in the last days, that there would be seducing spirits in the world, seducing people to abstain from marriage. What, you filthy bunch of scum. The Lord calls you more than that. He calls you the father, you the children of the devil, and how can you possibly escape the fires of hell and the lake of fire? You cannot. He proclaimed to those church people that they were going to spend eternity in hell because they cannot repent. They've already blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and there's no repentance for those type of people, especially those that were saved and have tasted the good word of God. They've tasted the Holy Spirit. Initially, they picked up the cross to follow the Lord and knew that the things of the Lord, the cross and the Spirit, were true. There's no possible way that people can serve the Lord or be in the Spirit if they don't carry the cross. Okay, so go ahead, finish.
Please, sir, be kind and pray for the freedom of your children in the Lord who are incarcerated over here and around the world.
Yes, Father, Lord, let them escape. Open the bars of the prisons as you did for the Apostle Peter and let them free so that they don't have to be tormented by that bunch of devils any longer. Father God, I ask it and everyone asks it in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
We are really facing hard times here, but by the special grace of God, we, his adopted children through Christ, will never lack. Prophet of God, to tell you the truth, the anointing on these spiritual materials is so great and wonderful it has brought winds of change into our lives. We are beginning to see the good handiwork of God in our midst since the day we received this spiritual food from you. Even one of our Christian brothers who was under appeal court was free, praise be to God.
See, the Lord opened the door for that one.
Amen.
Amen. Cut him loose.
Amen.
Then what?
Please, with due honor and respect, I write to request for some Bibles. We have a few here, but they are not enough. I personally need a reference Bible to really help me for deep studying of the Word of God.
Okay, well, tell this person that I've never seen a reference Bible that was good. They all say that we're once saved, always saved. That the Lord covers all your sins before salvation and past, present, and future. And that's a lie, okay? You have to keep the commandments. You can't get into heaven by sinning. It's impossible. It's impossible for them to be restored to repentance after they've known the truth and that they sin. All right?
Amen.
Sins unto death. They're done. Okay, then what?
I also request for other literature, if possible. May God give you the strength to positively consider my request. My Lord, our God, will give you all it takes to continue doing his wondrous work on earth. I will tell you about my case in my next letter. I wish you, your family, and all the members of the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries happiness, sound health, and prosperity. May God's richest blessings be with you, my beloved pastor, Tony Alamo, and your ministries. I am looking forward to hearing from you, your son in Christ, Jay Williams, from Bangkok, Thailand.
All right, send them all the Bibles they need, at least a case of them now, and if they need more, send it to them, and plenty of literature. And if they have CDs or tape machines, send them tapes and CDs. All right, then, do you have another one?
Yes, from Nigeria, West Africa.
Okay.
Dear Evangelist Tony Alamo, I am blessed by your program that comes up through Radio Africa. The teaching rebuilds and remolds my life and ministry. I also bless the name of the Lord for your life-changing message, which is always preached by you at 11 p.m. This program also changed my prayer life and helped me to grow in the knowledge of God's Word and to walk with the Lord the more. I also thank God for granting you the grace of awakening the slumber in the Lord. I will be very grateful if I can get a study Bible and literature for the enhancement of the work of evangelism for those who know not Christ. Sir, can you please send some tapes, videos, films, and some Christian literature for those who are not yet deep in Christ? I am still in Christ. I will be expecting your reply. Thank you. Yours in Christ Jesus, Sister S. Comfort, from Oyo State, Nigeria, West Africa.
Praise the Lord. This is regarding the Holy Spirit and regeneration or salvation. We have to realize that the messages that I'm preaching are regarding the Holy Spirit and salvation. The Holy Spirit and regeneration or salvation. When regenerated man's spirit is made alive by the incoming of God's life, the Holy Spirit is the prime mover in this work. The Holy Spirit convinces the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Lord wants you to be convinced. The Holy Spirit wants you to be convinced that there is judgment and that there is righteousness and that there is sin. And the Lord wants to, the Holy Spirit wants to convince you that there's no possible way that you can enter into the kingdom without being righteous. There's no way that you can enter the kingdom of heaven if you have sin on your soul. And the Lord wants you to know that there is a day of judgment coming. This is John 16:8. He prepares human hearts, the Holy Spirit does. And what does he prepare then for but to believe in the Lord Jesus as their Savior? The work of the cross has been fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does that mean, that the work of the cross has been fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ, huh? The work of the cross has been fulfilled by Jesus, but it is also left to the Holy Spirit. In other words, the cross has been fulfilled by the Lord Jesus, but the cross also is left to the Holy Spirit, who is also Jesus, to apply this finished work that he did to us Christians, born again Christians, who we were once sinners. And so the Holy Spirit is to the sinner's heart to give them the message of the cross and the Holy Spirit. Now the Lord tells us that he will give us a new spirit. In the Old Testament he says that. Amen?
Amen.
He will make the spirit that we have, which is dead, he'll make it alive. But then he says, there's two parts to that. He said also, after he's made our spirit alive, that he's going to come into our spirit and live there. Amen?
Amen.
So he says, and I will dwell in this new spirit that I give you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to know the relationship between the cross of Christ and the way that it's the application of the Holy Spirit, the way that it is applied to us by the Holy Spirit. And now the cross, as I said, accomplishes everything. In other words, there's nothing that we can do in the world, in God, without carrying the cross. If we don't deny ourselves, there's nothing that can be accomplished of the Lord. Everything is accomplished by our carrying the cross. But the Holy Spirit administers or gives us the strength as to us, we, mankind, what it has already accomplished. Well, accomplished, what do you mean it's already accomplished? It was accomplished in Christ, amen?
Amen.
And so that's the Christ is our witness, the good and faithful witness that shows us that by carrying the cross, He was able to do everything. Amen?
Amen.
And so there isn't anything that he could have done if he had not carried the cross and if he had not died on the cross. Amen?
Amen.
So everyone has to die on the cross if they want to have the Lord, the Holy Spirit, accomplish anything in our lives. Or if we want to go to heaven, we must carry the cross. The Lord says, now come on. Come on now. Deny yourself and take up your cross and do what I did. You accomplish everything that I want you to accomplish. You can't do it unless you do it. The first commandments I give to you after you're saved, he says, now, deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow me. Okay? Take up your cross and apply it as he saw me apply my cross. And this is the way you saw me die on the cross. He said, well, yeah, maybe I won't die on the cross. That's right. Maybe you will not. It wouldn't do any good if you did or didn't. But you do have to carry the cross, whatever cross it is that the Lord wants you to carry. Amen?
Amen.
That is, if we have the desire to allow the Lord to accomplish anything in us, well, then he'll know that you have that desire to allow him to accomplish anything in you if you take up the cross and carry it. Because, again, there's nothing that can be accomplished in the Lord or for the Lord if you don't carry the cross. You're dead. You're a dead person if you don't carry the cross. If we do, then the cross grants us a certain position in the body of Christ. Only the cross does that. Okay? Isn't that something?
Amen.
It gives us the position in the body of Christ. That's what it does. If we're carrying the cross, then we're in position, in the position in the body of Christ, for the Holy Spirit to give us experience in the spiritual realm in this world, so that we will know in the future what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Not only in the future, but today. Like I was just doing things in Las Vegas, and the Holy Spirit said that he's going to show us things to come. Well, he told me, you have 5 minutes to get out of here. I didn't ask him, oh, Lord, well, what is it? What is it? And spend my 5 minutes, you know, questioning the Lord. I just knew he said to get out of there in 5 minutes. The Holy Spirit is to teach us things that are to come. So I told everybody, look, we've got 5 minutes to get out of here, wrap everything, throw all that you want on your bedding there, roll it up and throw it in the back of the van, and let us get. You've got about 2.5 minutes, because I'm going to go through those garage doors then. The cross brings in the fact of God. If we're not carrying the cross, then there's nothing factual in us of God. You don't have anything in you that is of God if you're not carrying the cross. If you're not denying yourself, there's nothing of God in you. The Holy Spirit brings about the demonstration of the fact that God is in us. That's the Holy Spirit will start talking to you if you're carrying the cross. If you're not being talked to by the Lord, well then, what is there then? But you're just winging it on your own and not guarantee you're going to come into a crash. You're going to be shipwrecked, a crash landing. The demonstration of the fact that God is in us is when the Holy Spirit is leading, guiding, and directing you. The Holy Spirit brings about a demonstration of that very fact. Okay, so you're carrying the cross, but the Holy Spirit is like encouraging you, because the Holy Spirit is like a wind. I mean, you see tornadoes, the work that tornadoes are doing in the world, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't see the wind, can you?
No.
But it's there. And the Bible says that the wind is like the Spirit. You can hear the wind, but you can't see it, right?
Amen.
You can feel the wind, and you can also feel the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if you're carrying the cross, you have the feeling of the Holy Spirit. There's houses that have been demolished by the wind. There are trees that have bent clear to the ground by the wind. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants for us to do, is to be led by the Holy Spirit. And if the Lord has to, by the Holy Spirit, by a hurricane, knock you down like he does trees and whole villages, well, then he'll do that in hopes that you'll start denying yourself willingly and take up the cross and follow the Lord. If you don't, he'll destroy everything you have, your houses and all the things that are therein, until you say, why is God doing this to us? He's doing it because you're not carrying the cross of the Lord and you're not at all concerned about the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit and the cross work hand in hand together. The Spirit brings about a demonstration of that fact. Well, what fact? The fact that God is in us. He wants you to know that he's in you. Amen?
Amen.
And if he's in you, this is a precious thing. The most precious thing in the world, to know that God is not only with you, but that he's in you. Amen?
Amen.
The work of the cross creates a position in the Lord. When the work of the cross is happening, well, then you know that the Spirit is guiding you. And that gives you the encouragement to know that you are truly denying yourself and living the cross life. The work of the cross, when we are definitely making ourselves carry the cross, we have to make ourselves do that. You're not going to do that just naturally, because this is a supernatural thing. Amen?
Amen.
You're not going to carry the cross unless you make yourself carry the cross. We have to discipline ourselves to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have to carry the cross like the Lord says. That is, if you want to go to heaven. It's going to be too late when you're in the middle of the night and you feel the Spirit living, you're leaving your body. Then you're going to say, oh, Lord, let me, don't take me now. Let me give me another chance. No other chance, he'll say. You knew what the word was and you didn't do it. You were too lazy. It wasn't your desire to go to heaven. Then we are in the proper position of achievement if we're carrying the cross and the Spirit is working in us. The perfect position. Yeah, there's a perfect position in the Lord. So if we're in the perfect position of the Lord, then we're perfect, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, the Lord's, the people in the world today, these false preachers, are saying, no, it can be perfect. You better be perfect. Amen?
Amen.
You can be perfect. You can do all things when you are living the cross life, because the Spirit will give you the power to do so. The cross actually achieves a salvation in us by which sinners can be saved and Christians can remain saved. The work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal to sinners what the cross has created and achieved, that they may in fact receive it and be saved by it. The Holy Spirit never functions independently of the cross. In other words, if you're not carrying the cross, the Holy Spirit's not going to deal with you. If you're not feeling the Spirit, if the Lord isn't talking to you, then you're not carrying the cross. It's just that simple. Does that make sense?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. So the Holy Spirit never functions independently of the cross. If you're carrying the cross, the Holy Spirit works with the cross life. If you're going to have the Holy Spirit, you also must be carrying the cross. Without the cross, the Holy Spirit has no proper excuse. What does that mean? It has not proper ground from which to operate. In other words, If you're not carrying the cross, the Lord, it's the Spirit of God can't operate in you. It's an impossibility. And so it's about time that people learn that. Don't you think?
Amen.
Without the Holy Spirit, the work of the cross is not going to happen. So they work together, this cross and the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
It's dead. Faith without the works of God in you is dead. I'll show you my faith by my works. Amen?
Amen.
James said. So the work of the cross is not going to happen. It's dead. It's of no value. That is, it produces no effect upon man, even though it is already effective before God. The work of the cross and the Spirit is effective before God, God's eyes, but he sees that there's nothing effective if there's no cross life, and no, then there will be no Spirit life. Amen?
Amen.
So it's already effective before God, and so before the eyes of we are naked and open and naked before the eyes of God. He knows if we're carrying the cross and walking in the Spirit or not. Because when we're carrying the cross, well, he sends the Spirit. He's the one that's sending the Spirit, so he for sure knows if you're not carrying the cross. Amen.
Amen.
It's so easy, you know, when people that are not walking, carrying the cross, and they get around men and women together, it's so easy for them to say little cute things, and then the woman smiles, and then says, "What are you doing tonight?" And she's married, and said, "Well, nothing." And she has her hand behind her back and pulling her wedding ring off. And then they have what they call fun, but there's not going to be any fun for them when they're swimming in the lake of fire, will there?
No.
Okay, so they're not carrying the cross. They don't put the cross. They're looking constantly. Their eyes are full of adultery, and they're looking for a chance, one of some fleeting glance from somebody, whether it's a female with another female, they're lesbians, or they want to be, or a female and a male. But all the things that we do, if you're carrying the cross and the Lord, all these things are effective before God. He knows what you're up to. He knows what the intentions of your heart are. And so you can't shuck the Lord. You can't jive him. Yeah, you know, they have this satellite now where they can see everybody's house all over the world, addresses and things like that. Don't you think if man can do that, that God can see it? Not only that, but he can pierce right into the very marrow of your bones and marrow, and he can see your very intents inside your mind and into your heart. He knows you, you weasels. You can't kid him. He's not someone that you can be kidding with. He's not a kidder.
Amen.
In other words, it's effective. The cross and the Spirit are effective. But if no one uses the cross, then the Spirit is not effective. There's no work. And I can tell you one thing, that I've won a lot of souls in my life, but not I. I haven't won one soul in my life. It's all been the Holy Spirit that wins the souls. Amen? So
Amen.
There's no way that I can take credit for any of the souls that have been saved, because I never saved one. No one can come to the Lord unless the effectiveness of the Holy Spirit, unless I was carrying the cross. What is the cross which achieves the whole work of salvation? Well, while it is the cross which achieves the whole work of salvation, it is the Holy Spirit who operates directly upon human beings. Our spirits for their salvation. The Lord says that he gives us a new spirit. The spirit we had was dead. When we come to the cross and say, "Yes, Lord," and come into my heart, he changes our spirit from death, and he gives us a new spirit, a spirit that's alive. And then he says he comes into that new spirit of ours and lives. and causes us to have salvation. And if we have his spirit in us, then he gives us the proper words to read to people, to preach to people, to deal with people. Therefore, the Bible characterizes our regeneration as the work of the Holy Spirit, not us. Amen?
Amen.
You can't lead anybody to the Lord. I asked a lot of people, you know, the Lord gave me the job of being a pastor, evangelist, a scribe, and other gifts that he's given unto me, prophecy. And I asked different people in the church that believed themselves to be spiritual giants. One such message came in today. Some person asked, would you please pray that my loved one is saved? And so I said, well, what would you people answer then? Because I'm a pastor, and immediately the Holy Spirit brings that to my mind because I'm carrying the cross. And the Spirit, because I'm carrying the cross, the Holy Spirit immediately is like a well, and it comes up immediately with the answer. They couldn't come up with it. They says, well, they need to be saved. I says, no kidding. Of course they need to be saved. But what does the Holy Spirit bring into you to answer that person? Please pray for my grandmother that's dying in the hospital. And none of them could answer it. And I said, well, the answer is, and I gave them the answer last night, and Sharon was right there when I did. I didn't even go to the phone. I just told Sharon, tell them that you don't get saved. You don't win souls by praying for them. You win souls, the Bible says, by preaching the gospel to them. Amen?
Amen.
And it is not you, but it's the Holy Spirit that deals with the person. Because you can't win any soul. I can't win any soul. I have to allow the Lord to live with his spirit in me. But he's not going to live by his spirit with me if I'm not carrying the cross, if I'm not denying myself. Okay? We were just on a trip to Billings, Montana. And wherever I'm at, I rely on the Holy Spirit to tell me where to go next. Now, I mean, he puts me in places to live that I really wouldn't live ordinarily. But I live by his spirit. Quote, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Amen?
Amen.
John 3:6. The Lord Jesus explains this further, that regenerated man is, quote, everyone who is born of the spirit. Are you born by the spirit? So Christians or sinners that become believers are born anew, are born again. Because the Holy Spirit brings to bear what? The Holy Spirit brings to bear what? The work of the cross. Amen?
Amen.
You can't be born again unless you obey the first commandment after you're saved. The Lord says, okay, now you're saved. Now take up your cross, deny yourself and take... And you can't... deny yourself, really, unless you're sincere with the Lord, that you want to bear the cross. Deny yourself, that is. I became so self-righteous when I first was saved because I didn't want to do anything anymore. I didn't want to be married. I wanted to become a eunuch because I just didn't want to chance any way at all that my soul would be lost. So, to me, to give up everything in the world is no big deal at all. I gave up the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, I gave up Buffalo Springfield, I gave up so many different things in the world that actually at that time, because of the fact, and still to this day, it's just like trash to me. So much, I don't want to use the word dung because some of the Beatles are still alive and the Rolling Stones, and I don't want them to think that I think they're dung. But in comparison to going to heaven, they're dung. Amen?
Amen.
You want to do something about it? What's that lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
Oh, some of you people listen. Mick Jagger. So what do you think about that, Mick? I don't think much of your little hype. So believers are born again or born anew because... the Holy Spirit brings to bear the work of the cross. If you don't carry the cross, there's no way that the Spirit will give you the power to continue on a day-to-day basis in the Lord to the end. Mm-hmm. You're going to fall away and you're going to wind up in hell, in the lake of fire. Well, but I'm just so tired. The Bible says, weary not in well-doing. Lift up those feeble hands of yours and just start praising and thanking the Lord, and let the power of the living God come down in you and give you the power, the strength, and regain denying yourself, and take up that cross and become spiritual so that you'll have the power to continue on to the end. Amen?
Amen.
Pray to the Lord.
Amen.
All right, if you don't do it, you're not going to make it, kid. So the work of the cross upon them and communicates God's life to their spirit. Believers are born anew because the Holy Spirit brings to bear the work of the cross upon them and communicates God's life to their spirit, their new spirit. God put a new spirit in you when you come to Him, and then He moves into the spirit. There's two operations there. Amen?
Amen.
So He moves into your spirit and gives you His power. Power! And then you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you have the power to retain your position in the body of Christ. And you have the power to go through every fire, every trial, every tribulation. Because when the Lord's power is on you, all things are possible. But the thing is, only believe. Amen?
Amen.
Only believe. That's all you got to do. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And the Lord says for you to read and communicate with the Lord. Communicate God's life. So get God, communicate with God so He can communicate His life to your spirit. He is more, He's none other than the executor of God's life. Who is none other than the executor of God's life?
Holy Spirit.
Well, you don't have to say it so meekly. You can say it boldly. Who is the executor of God's life?
The Holy Spirit.
Can't you say it louder? Say it.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We quote, we live by the Spirit, unquote. That's Galatians 5:25. That's how we live, is by the Spirit. And we won't have any Spirit if we don't agree to carry the cross. Not only agree, but we must do it. If whatever men know comes through their brain without the Holy Spirit regenerating their spirit, their new spirit, then their knowledge will help them not even one bit. Your knowledge of the Bible doesn't do you any good, not one bit of knowledge, unless the Spirit through the brain. Without the Holy Spirit regenerating your spirit, then your knowledge will help you not one bit. If your belief rests in man's wisdom, like the Vatican and all the false religions, and not in God's power, your spirit is merely excited in their in your soul, and you will not last long, for that you are not yet newly born of the Spirit, if that's the way you think. Regeneration comes just to those who believe in their hearts, Romans 10:10. Besides bestowing life to believers as new birth, the Holy Spirit executes a further work, the work of abiding in them. That's really something. So you get a new spirit, and then the Lord abides in you. But he will not abide in your old spirit. You have to be changed, amen?
Amen.
You must be born again in the Spirit. You must have received the new spirit. Your spirit must be changed from dead spirit to alive. And then He comes into you and dwells with you.
He abides in you. He lives in you. And there you have the power. How regrettable for us if we forget this. Quote, a new heart will I give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will put my spirit within your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
That's Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27. Amen?
Amen.
Pay attention that immediately after the clause, quote, a new spirit I will put within you, unquote, there follows this one of I will put my spirit within you. I'm so sorry I have to quit now. Wouldn't you like to for me to speak more than this today? Because I know people that don't like God, that don't love God, they don't care anything about more of the Word of God. It's all they think about is their self. Okay, now would you like to have a new spirit today? Your old dead spirit, wouldn't you like to have it made into a new spirit so that God could abide in your spirit? Well, if you do, then just say these words after me to say them to God. Amen?
Amen.
Say to God, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. In other words, he denied himself and took up the cross and was nailed to the cross so that we, so that he could have the Spirit, the power enough to go through with it. And so that we could have his example of living the cross life and having the Spirit in him to where his Spirit will now live forever and ever, and he is the head of everything in the kingdom of heaven. And you will be positioned in his body. Now, you, when you say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, wash all the filthy former sins I committed away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Therefore, I know you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for making my spirit a new spirit, and that you're now dwelling within me. You put your spirit in me. Hallelujah! Raise your hands up and give glory to God. Thank him and give him all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now all things are possible. Only believe. Take up the cross and follow me, Jesus said. All right, now here's Sharon to tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of this tape, tape number 446.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, now my old buddies, the Jordanaires. I love those guys. Here they are to sing for you. But before I say that, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Tune in tomorrow for another powerful message in the Lord. And he's going to bring this true love. He just brought it down to many of you. On the wings of a snow-white dove.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, wings of a dove, when troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love, sends down his love, on the wings of a dove, wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, wings of a dove. When Noah had driven,
to the waters that day.
Waters that day.
He was baptized.
He was baptized.
In the usual way.
Usual way.
When it was done.
When it was done.
God blessed his son.
God blessed his son.
He sent down his love.
Sent down his love.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
On the wings of a stone.